This next story is not an easy one. In fact, we want to warn you that it contains some graphic descriptions of violence against women. It's about FGM, female genital mutilation. About 200 million women around the world have had FGM performed on them. We usually hear about this being done in other countries, but just a few days ago, a doctor in Michigan was arrested on charges of performing FGM. It's one of an increasing number of cases being detected here in the U.S. From New York, the world's Jasmine Garst reports.
Let me tell you about my story. This is how it happened, and this is how I feel about it, and this is why I'm fighting.
This is Adama. She pounds on her chest proudly as she says this to me. She has an enormous smile and a stylish shock of short hair. Adama is originally from the Gambia. She's 23 years old, and when she was a little kid, her mother told her,
"You're going to go visit your aunt, and then when you come back, we're going to take you to school." And that's how it happens.
She was 7 years old, and what happened is that her genitals were mutilated, which is really common where Adama is from. In fact, when she went to school, she found most of the girls were also mutilated.
In my class, all of them.
Adama says she asked her mother,
"Why did you take me for this woman to actually mutilate me?"
And her mother responded,
"Well, you know, when you're mutilated, you're able to control yourself."
Her mother wanted her to be able to control any sexual impulses. And the idea behind mutilating girls is that they remain virgins until marriage.
It's ultimately about controlling female sexuality.
That's Dr. Deborah Ottenheimer. She works with FGM survivors.
So there are a lot of medical side effects. Difficulty with menstrual periods afterwards, chronic vaginal infections. They have a higher rate of complications with birth.
She started working with FGM victims in the Bronx, which at the time was receiving an influx of Somali immigrants. But Ottenheimer says,
"This is not an African problem. Most of the cases that we know of are from Africa, but there's a huge number of women that we now know about in Indonesia who've been cut, as well as Kurdish women, as well as the Boha women of India."
In 1996, the U.S. passed a law criminalizing the practice and also making it illegal to send a girl abroad to undergo the procedure. But just last week, a doctor in Michigan became the first person in the country to be arrested on charges of performing mutilations. Mariama Diallo, a social worker in New York, says she's not surprised.
There are some anecdotes in the community that there are people who are doing it here.
Diallo works with Sanctuary for Families, a nonprofit for gender violence. She herself is from Guinea, where over 95% of women have genital mutilation. She hosts talks here in the city in communities where it's a common practice.
The ultimate goal is to educate them to prevent it from happening to their children.
But why would a woman who went through this agonizing ritual in her home country put her own daughters through it once they live here in the U.S.?
Immigration creates a fear in families. They are so scared to lose their own identity.
Which raises all these questions, like, what if a culture's age-old tradition is considered inhumane to the rest of the world? Diallo says, in her mind, there is no question.
We cannot please someone else's culture while we're harming a child. It is child abuse.
I ask her how she thinks this practice could be eradicated, and she says men are the key.
Men need to feel comfortable to come forward to say, "Yes, I am proud to marry a woman who is not mutilated."
Until that happens, Diallo is helping the women who suffered mutilation move forward. She hosts support groups in which she gathers survivors to talk about what they went through.
You know, it's amazing to see how much these women are. They are so strong.
I'm still a woman, okay?
It's something Adama, the woman who survived FGM in the Gambia, has given a lot of thought to.
It just happened, but I'm still a woman.
Her dream is to study international relations and go back to the Gambia to help stop female genital mutilation. She's got a youthful eagerness. She wants to eat the world up. If I had met her on the subway, I wouldn't think there was anything different about her. Every morning when she wakes up, she says she tells herself that there's nothing wrong with her. I ask her what she told herself this morning.
I'm the greatest.
For The World, I'm Jasmine Garst, New York City.
You're listening to The World on PRI, Public Radio International.